弟兄姊妹平安。
Peace to brothers and sisters。
非常感谢我们这个赞美队带给我们这么好的赞美，我眼泪都一直在流。
Thanks for the worship team with my tears in, bring tears to my eyes。
我今天早晨认识一位新的朋友。
This morning I met a new friend。
Arnold 坐在我们中间。
Arnold among us.
Arnold, can you? Yeah, let people see you.
Yeah, welcome.
他呢，在那个院子中间，他问我们的姊妹说：“这个华人教会在哪里？”他想去华人教会敬拜。
Well, he was in the yard. He asked our sisters where our church is.
然后呢，他知道我是咱们这个华人教会的牧师。他说：“你知不知道，在中国有一种教会叫做地下教会？”
He asked our pastor, "Do you know, there's an underground church in China?"
我说你问对人了。
Pastor says you asked the right person.
而且呢，刚巧我今天讲到呢，原本就是准备要讲到这个地下教会的事情。
Pastor going to talk about underground church today too.
什么是地下教会呢？就是在地下室聚会的教会。
What is an underground church? Is a church, you know, meet in the
basement? 其实不是了。
Not that.
地下教会呢，指的是在 特指是在中国大陆不受政府承认，不受政府许可，也不受政府管理的这样的教会。
Underground church is not allowed in China by the government. Is not promoted by them.
那为什么会有这样的情况发生呢？
Why is this happening?
我们知道大概在上个世纪中叶的时候呢，中国的政权发生了更迭。
You know, in the mid-century last century, there's a change of government power in China.
然后呢，这个新的政府呢，他们的意识形态是共产主义的。
The new government is communism.
然后呢，他们呢又是与西方国家的关系处于一个敌对的关系里面。
This is they are like enemies to Western countries.
所以呢，那一个时间呢，所有的国外的宣教士，甚至是有在中国已经服侍有几代人的这样的宣教士，全部被驱逐出境了。
At that time, all the pastors from Western country was forced to leave the country at that time.
然后要求本土的牧师呢效忠这个新的政权，如果你不效忠呢，就会可能会被监禁。
They ask all the pastors in China to obey the government. If not, they won't be allowed.
出乎意料的是，可能大多数的牧师呢选择没有这样的这样的效忠。
To our surprise, most of pastors didn't obey the government.
我们听到很多的这个故事啊，就是讲到有一些牧师那个时候怎么样被逼迫，然后呢还是坚守他的信仰。
We heard a lot of stories that those pastors just follow their heart, follow their God's rules.
大概那个时候呢，中国的所有的教派的基督徒的信徒呢，只有一两百万人。
At that time, the total Christian in China is about 1 to 2 million at that time.
这个有几十年的时间呢，外部世界已经跟中国国内的教会失去了联系，不知道后来发生了什么样的情况。
For many years, there was no contact or communication between Chinese church with Western church.
最严重的这个阶段呢，是这个十年文化大革命的时候。
The worst period is the Cultural Revolution in China.
在这十年里呢，原本效忠这个新政权的教会也都全部被关闭了。
At that time, all the churches obeying the Chinese government all get closed.
后来呢，到了七十年代末，中国的大门重新向外面这个敞开的时候。
At the end of seventies, when the door of China was open to the world.
那国外的这个基督徒呢，就很想了解中国的教会是一个什么样的情况。
And the Christians from other countries in the Western world wanted to understand what was going on in China for those churches.
结果非常惊人的是，原本以为这个教会呢已经都消亡了。
To their surprise, they think all the churches are gone, just disappeared.
结果呢，发现这个中国的教会以地下教会的形式，比方说在这个会友的家里面去聚会啊，这样子。没有这个圣经用手去抄啊，居然那个时候，这个教会呢经历了很大的复兴，等到这个改革开放的时候，我们了解到可能中国那时候已经有几千万的基督徒。
At that time, a lot of underground churches was going on with thousands of Christians. They just keep
tens of millions.
Oh, tens of millions.Underground Christians from underground churches.
现在呢，这个我看到过不同的人去估计中国有多少基督徒，保守的估计有6000万，乐观的估计有1亿甚至以上。
The estimated Christian in China is about sixty million so far.
Or you know, more optimistic.
100 million, 60 million to 100 million.
但是这样的逼迫呢，其实并没有终结。
This kind of oppression didn't end.
去年的时候呢，有我非常熟悉的十几位牧师，他们几乎在同一个时间呢被这个逮捕，甚至是被监禁。
Last year, like a over 10 pastors that our pastor know may get arrested.
这个对于教会的逼迫呢，在历史上这个不是头一次发生。
This is not the first time for the oppression of churches in history.
如果你去意大利的罗马，你肯定不会错过这个它的斗兽场。
If you go to Rome in Italy, you will never miss the Colosseum.
如果你进到这个斗兽场的里面，你会看见，围绕着那个场地呢，竖了很多的十字架在那里。
If you go to the inside of the Colosseum, you will see a lot of crosses standing on the ground.
那个地方呢，本来是这个，罗马人。他们奴隶互相的这个拼杀，然后呢，甚至是跟狮子、猛虎这样的野兽去搏斗，娱乐这些贵族和罗马公民的地方。
Inside the Colosseum, this you know, it was used for the fighting between men, in Rome and animals.
但是呢，在这个罗马帝国逼迫基督徒的那个时期呢。很多的基督徒被要求否认他们的信仰。
At that time, when the Rome government oppresses the Christian, then a lot of Christians just give up their beliefs.
但是很多的基督徒呢，他们愿意，他们要坚守他们的信仰，他们被带到这个斗兽场里面，然后，有的是全家人，这个爸爸妈妈还有小孩子。
Yeah, if the Christians just follow their belief, they will be brought into the Colosseum, with the whole family, with the parents, with the young children, with the babies into the Colosseum, force them to fight with the beast.
然后这些观众呢，就看到这些人被野兽撕碎。Sorry, did you hear?
Then the audience will watch them fighting.
但是教会呢，并没有在罗马帝国这样的逼迫之下消亡。
But the church didn't disappear under the pressure of the Rome government.
罗马的皇帝呢，没有征服主耶稣基督。
The emperor of Rome didn't conquer our God.
反倒是教会以这样的低姿态、这样的非暴力的方式，最后征服了罗马帝国。
On the contrary, our church conquered Rome with this kind of form.
最后整个还有罗马帝国在这个君士坦丁 的这个时期呢，这个教会呢，基督教合法化。
During that time, the church got legalized.
甚至呢，这个整个帝国后来变成这个基督教教会发展的一个啊非常重要的一个力量。
And this is those period first lead our church one of the most important period in our history.
我们今天讲到的题目是逼迫中神的掌权。
Today's our topic is oppression meets God's rules.
我们讲到的经文呢是出埃及记的第一章。
Our script is Exodus chapter 1.
在开始之前呢，我们一起来做一个祷告。
Before starting, let's pray.
天父父，主耶稣基督，圣灵保惠师。
Dear God.
我们谦卑地来到你的面前。
We come before you.
我们知道在我们的生活中在我们的教会的生活中，在我们的信仰生活中，在我们的服事中，有各种各样的难处，甚至有逼迫。
We know there are a lot of difficulties and oppressions in our daily life.
但是主啊，你在这样的逼迫中，你依然掌权。
But God, you lead us in those difficulties.
求你给我们这样的信心，让我们真的知道我们处在各样的环境里面，我们依然可以信靠你，可以仰望你。
Please strengthen our belief. We'll follow your lead.
让我们真的知道，主你你的旨意是一定会实现的。
We know your purpose will be realized.
主啊，谢谢你，孩子们祷告是奉主耶稣的名。
Thank you. In God's name.
Amen.
Amen.
那么，我想问，为什么越逼迫教会越兴旺呢？
Why is this happening? With the oppression, our church getting stronger and stronger.
很多时候我们看教会历史。
If we take a look at our history of churches,
教会呢在有政治的权力去支持的时候，反倒会变得黑暗，会变得腐败。
Our church will get corrupted if you know we get a lot of support from the government.
很多时候呢，受逼迫的时候，教会反倒变得更加的坚强，而且人们的这个信心呢变得更加的纯净。
Our church will get the strongest in pressure or oppression, and our heart will get purest.
为什么最黑暗的时刻往往是神最荣耀的作为展现的时候？
In the darkest moment, our church.
God's greatest works.
Okay. Why are God's greatest works often in darkest moment?
然后呢，很多时候我们会问这样的问题，如果神他真的是掌权的，为什么他会容许这些苦难发生？
If God truly reigns, why does he permit suffering?
如果神他真的是良善的，为什么这些逼迫会临到他的百姓？
If God is truly good, why does persecution come to his people?
我们今天的讲道呢分成三个部分。
There are three main points in our sermon today.
第一个部分呢，我们会看神的应许不被环境改变。
The part one is God's promise unchanged by circumstances.
第二部分我们会看人的恶谋不能够阻挡神的计划。
The second part is human evil cannot thwart God's plan.
第三个部分呢，我们来看敬畏神超越敬畏人。
Part three is about fearing God above fearing man.
我们一起来读出埃及记的第一章第一节。
Let's read Exodus chapter 1, verse 1.
以色列的众子各带家眷和雅各一同来到埃及，他们的名字记在下面。
These are the names of the sons of Israel who went to Egypt with Jacob, each with his family.
出埃及记呢是紧接着这个圣经的第一卷书《创世纪》写下来的。
Exodus is followed by Genesis。
那么，在那个在《创世纪》的最后部分呢，记述的是神怎么样用苦难也好，或者一些奇妙的经历也好呢，带领约瑟先到了埃及。
In the last chapter of Exodus, the scripts describe how God lead Jacob and his family went to Egypt.
后来呢，这个全地发生了饥荒，但是因为约瑟在埃及做宰相，他做了很多的粮食的储备。
Yeah, during the starvation time, Jacob is the prime minister of Egypt, and he lead the people get prepared.
这个时候呢，他的全家都从这个迦南地呢到了埃及地。
All his family go to the Egypt from Canaan. Canaan.
圣经告诉我们的那个时候大概人数有七十个人。
At that time, the Bible says there were 70 people.
那么，这个我们知道呢，神在创世纪里面给我们很多的应许，给不管是亚当夏娃还是给这个亚伯拉罕。
We know in Genesis, God promised a lot of things for Adam and Eva.
And Abraham.
And Abraham.
特别是呢，告诉他们会有很多的后代。
Especially told them they are going to have a lot of offsprings or descendants.
而且我们看那个非常奇妙的故事，就是在亚伯拉罕还有萨拉，他们完全没有孩子，甚至是萨拉已经完全过了这个生育的年龄的时候呢，神应许他们的后裔会像是海边的沙子和天上的星星一样多。
At that time, Abraham and Sarah had no children, but God promised them they will have a lot of descendants like stars.
然后呢，我们今天看到经文就会看到几百年后这个应许是怎么样应验的。开始应验了。
We'll see in the script how this promise get realized after a few hundred years.
我们一起来读一章的六节。
Let's read Exodus chapter 1 verse 6.
约瑟和他的弟兄并那一代的人都死了。
Now Joseph and all his brothers and all that generation died.
约瑟呢，当时是在埃及呢，得到了这个法老的信任。
At that time, Joseph got a trust from Pharaoh.
然后呢，他有很大的权势。
He has a lot of power. He had a lot of power.
当时的这个埃及的统治者呢，对于约瑟的家人也是非常友好的。
Now, the ruler of Egypt was also friendly to his family.
但是这个时候呢，这个经文告诉我们，约瑟和他的弟兄那一整代人呢，都已经死了，这已经过去几百年了。
Now the script says, Joseph and his family all died after a few hundred years.
而我们知道呢，约瑟甚至包括他的父亲雅各，也都是跟神的关系很亲密的人。
We know Joseph and his father Arthur,
Jacob,
all very close to God.
但是这些之前的属灵的领袖呢都没有了。
All the spirited leaders all died.
我们一起来读一章七节。
Let's read Exodus chapter 1 verse 7.
以色列人生养众多，并且繁茂，极其强盛，满了那地。
The Israelites were exceedingly fruitful. They multiplied greatly increased in numbers and became so numerous that the land was filled with them.
圣经在这个地方呢，用了连续用了好几个很强的词来形容他们的人口是怎么样增加的。
There are a lot of powerful vocabulary here.
To describe
how they become powerful
and numerous.
Numerous.
Yes.The increasing numbers. 然后呢，这个呢，用的词呢是有的词呢是跟这个创世纪一章二十八节神对亚当夏娃的应许是一模一样的词。
Some of the words are same exactly as the Genesis. Same during the God's promises to Adam and Eve.
这里说呢，神就赐福给他们，又对他们说要生养众多。遍满地面，治理这地。
God blessed them and said to them, "Be fruitful and increase in number, fill the earth and subdue it."
所以，《出埃及记》的作者在这里呢， 其实是告诉读者，神的应许已经开始在实现了。
The author of Exodus tried to told us that the promise from God is starting to get realized.
神呢也应许了亚伯拉罕，说他的后裔呢要非常的多，像海边的沙，天上的星星一样。
The God also promised to Abram that his offspring will be numerous as the stars, like the stars, sand by the ocean.
但是呢，耶和华神也预言了他的后裔呢要遭受这个奴役。
God also predicted that his offspring will get oppression, forced to labor.
在创世纪的十五章十三节呢，这里说耶和华对亚伯兰说：“你要的确知道，你的后裔必寄居别人的地，又服侍那地的人，那地的人要苦待他们四百年。”
In Genesis 15 verse 13.It says to Abram, knowing for certain that for 400 years your descendant will be strangers in the country, not their own, and they will be enslaved and mistreated there.
那么，来到看我们自己的生活，在你的工作、家庭和其他的生活里面，你有没有遇到过？你的埃及的时期。
Let's take a look at your Egypt season. Are there any moments that your workplace difficulty maybe caused? Have you ever met any difficulties in your daily life?
比方说，你的职场的困境可能是神要塑造你的时期。
For example, your workplace difficulty may be God's shaping season.
你的经济的压力可能是神试验你信心的时刻。
Your financial pressure may be God's faith testing moment.
比方说，你的人际的冲突可能是神预备你的一个过程。
Your relational conflict may be God's preparation process.
很多时候，我们遇到这些困难的时候，我们第一反应是问为什么？为什么
？When we have a such moment.The first question we ask is, why is this happening?
但是我请你呢，冷静下来，然后祷告，问神你在做什么。
But I ask you to quiet your heart and pray to God.
然后我们今天呢，来到第二个部分，就是人的恶谋不能阻挡神的计划。
Our second part is that evil cannot stop God's promise or plan.
我们一起来读八到九节。有不认识约瑟的新王起来治理埃及，对他的百姓说：“看哪，这以色列民比我们还多，又比我们强盛。”
Let's read Exodus chapter 1, verse 8 to 9. Then a new king to whom Joseph.Meant nothing, came to power in Egypt. Look, he said to his people, the Israelites have become far too numerous for us.
这个时候呢，已经过去了几百年的时间。
At that time, a few hundred years has passed.
我们如果读这个埃及的历史，我们会发现，它一个是历史呢非常的长，第二个是它的王朝的更迭呢是非常的多的。
If we read Egypt history, you will see that the history is so long, and then the change of dynasties is so often.
那么这个时候呢，王朝已经更迭了。
At that time, the dynasty has changed.
原来跟约瑟和他的家人关系非常好的那个这个法老还有他的王朝呢，已经被推翻了。
At that time, the pharaohs or the government officials, who had good relationship with Joseph has gone.
那么这时候呢，新的法老起来呢，他就看这些以色列人不顺眼，是威胁。
At that time, the new pharaoh, think the Israelites are threat, not a blessing.
而且呢，前面圣经又告诉我们，以色列人呢，这个生养的非常的多，人数增加的很多，所以法老更觉得是威胁。
that time Israelites has the number is growing so much than the Pharaoh think this is a threat.
这个时候呢，这个法老，我们一起来读十一节，就有这个坏的主意。于是埃及人派多工的辖制他们，加重但苦害他们。他们为法老建造两座基货城，就是比东和兰塞。
Let's read Exodus, chapter 1, verse 11. So they put slave masters over them to oppress them with forced labor. Then they built Pithom and Ramesses as store cities for Pharaoh.
这个时候呢，法老呢就是用特别的这样的强迫的劳动，这种奴役，想要去压制以色列人。
At that time, the Pharaoh wanted to oppress Israelites with forced labor.
结果没想到呢，在这样的重压之下，以色列人呢继续人口在快速的增长。
But on the contrary, the Israelites, the population number grew very fast, even under this oppression.
我们再来读十二节。只是越发苦害他们，他们越发多起来，越发蔓延。埃及人就因以色列人愁烦。
Let's read Exodus 1 verse 12. But the more they were oppressed, the more they multiplied and spread. So the Egyptians came to dread the Israelites.
这时候呢，这个法老，埃及王，就想这个更坏的一个计策。
Then the Pharaoh came up with an even worse idea.
我们一起来读十五、十六节。有希伯来的两个收生婆，埃及王对他们说：“你们为希伯来妇人收生，看他们临盆的时候，若是男孩，就把他杀了。”
Let's read Exodus chapter 1, verse 15 to 16. The king of Egypt said to the Hebrew maidwives,when you are helping the Hebrew women during childbirth on the delivery stool, if you see the baby is a boy, kill him.
这是一个性别选择的种族灭绝。
This kind of erase people by sex.
这个在埃及地的这些以色列人呢，面临着这个王国灭种的这样一个困境，一个危险。
That time, the Israelites facing erasement by the government.
但是呢，十七节这里告诉我们，好，我们一起来读十七节。但是收生婆敬畏神，不照埃及王的吩咐行，竟存留男孩的性命。
Let's read Exodus 1 verse 17. The midwives, however, feared God and did not do what the king of Egypt had told them to do. They let the boys live.
本来呢，这个收生婆在这个属灵的在这个宗教的生活里面不是一个很重要的角色。
The midwife is not a critical character in our theology.
但是在几千年的圣经里面呢，特别作者是把这个两个人的名字记录下来的。
But in the long history of our Bible, there were two names that was recorded in our Bible.
这个地方写不下，我把他们的名字没有写在上面。
We didn't list them name here.
但是他们的名字呢，是值得我们纪念的。
But their names was memorable for us.
我们看到这两个收生婆，当然，我想啊，可能所有的这个接生的工作不是他们两个人做的，他们可能你先翻译。
Not all of the work of the was done by those midwives.
他们可能呢是所有这个接生婆这个行业协会的领导者。
Maybe they are the leaders of midwives, but they didn't do all of the work.
但是法老王给他们这样一个邪恶的命令的时候，他们选择不听从法老王，而是敬畏神。
They chose to not obey the Pharaoh. They followed God's purpose.
我们等会呢会来看他们三个方面。
Let's take a look at the three exemplars of theological ethics.
我们会看他们的信心。
Let's take a look at their belief.
还有他们的智慧。
Their wisdom.
最后呢，是他们坚守的是什么原则
？And the purpose that they follow.
我们一起来看他们的这样的神学伦理的典范。
Let's take a look at the exemplar of the theological ethics.
他们是希伯来人，是以色列人。这些收生婆呢，他们知道人是按照神的形象所被造的。
The midwives know that the man's image bears God's image. The man bears God's image.
而神的形象，也就是人的生命，是神圣而宝贵的。
Is holy for God's image for man.
嗯哼，而且呢，他们明白这个生命权是高于政治的权威的。
They know a man's life is above all the political authority.
然后他们呢，坚守一个原则，就是顺服神而不顺服人这样的原则。
The purpose they follow is that they need to follow God's rules, not political authority.
在诗篇的33:10-11这里说呢，耶和华使列国的筹算归于无有，使众民的思念无有功效。耶和华的筹算永远立定，他心中的思念万代长存。
Let's read Psalm 33, verse 10 to 11. The Lord foils the plans of the nations. He thwarts the purposes of the people, but the plans of the Lord stand him forever. The purpose of his heart through all generations.
那么在政治权力的面前呢，这个耶和华我们神的权威是高于所有的政治权力。
God's promise is above all the political authority.
我们来到今天的第三个部分，就是敬畏神超越敬畏人。
Let's take a look at the third part of our sermon today, fearing God above fearing man.
那么我再一次的把这个17拿出来给大家，就是这里说，但是收生婆敬畏神，不照埃及王的吩咐行，竟存留男孩的性命。
Let's take a look at Exodus chapter 1 verse 17 again. The midwives, however, feared God and did not do what the king of Egypt had told them to do. They let the boys live.
但我在这里说呢，敬畏神而不敬畏人，并不是说这个政治权威的或者是政府的所有的命令、所有的这个规条，我们全都不去遵守。
Obey God, not obey man, doesn't mean we shouldn't obey all of the rules from the government or authority.
绝大多数的时候，这个政治权威他们给我们的这些指导啊，或者是规条啊，其实是对社会稳定的运行是有利的。
All of the rules from the political authority or our government trying to keep our society like in order.
但是当政治权威的这样的命令和神的命令或者圣经的原则相违背的时候，我们选择要去顺服哪一个。
But which one we should obey when the political authority has a conflict with God's rules?
那么在这里呢，用的词是敬畏神，敬畏。这个英文呢，我们看这个词呢，就是 fear， 就是害怕。然后在希伯来文里面呢，其实原本也是害怕的意思。
In this script used fearing or fear God. What's the definition of fearing God?
然后我们来看看什么是敬畏神。敬畏神呢，不是恐惧战惊，而是尊崇神，顺服神。
What is fearing God? Fearing God doesn't mean terror.
是要认识到神的圣洁和公义。
We need to realize God's holiness and justice.
然后呢，以神的旨意为我们最高的权威。
We need to follow rules as our supreme authority.
然后我们呢又看到这些接生婆他们也是很有智慧的。
We can see that the midwives has a great wisdom.
他们不是很简单的完全违抗这个埃及王的命令。
They just disobey Pharaoh.
当埃及王呢就责问他们说你们为什么没有杀死这些男孩子的时候。
When Pharaoh asked them, why didn't you kill the boys?
他们说呢这些希伯来的妇人他们很强壮这个接生婆还没有到他们都已经生产结束了。
They replied that the Hebrew women are really strong, so the boys are delivered before they arrived.
在新约的马太福音十章十六节呢，耶稣告诉他的门徒说：“我要差你们去，如同羊进入狼群，所以你们要灵巧像蛇，驯良像鸽子。”
In Matthew chapter 10, verse 16, I'm sending you out like sheep among wolves.Therefore, be as shrewd as snakes and as innocent as doves.
耶稣要我们进到这个社会里面去，要去把神的光还有他的影响力带给更多的人。
God asked us to live in this society and bring His holiness and rules and purpose to the society.
但是呢，在这样一个复杂的社会里面呢，我们需要有智慧，甚至呢，这里说要像蛇一样灵巧。像鸽子一样驯良。
But we need to live in this complicated society, and like sheep in the wolves, and as shrewd as snakes, and as innocent as doves.
在出埃及记的一章二十二十一节，我们一起来读：神厚待受生婆，以色列人多起来，极其强盛。受生婆因为敬畏神，神便叫他们成立家室。
Let's read Exodus chapter 1, verse 20 to 21. So God was kind to the midwives, and the people increased and became even more numerous. And because the midwives feared God, He gave them families of their own.
虽然在这样的逼迫之下，但是呢，以色列人却继续的人口增长。
Under this kind of oppression, the population of Israelites grew even bigger.
然后呢，这个地方圣经呢说极其的强盛，用的这个形容词，它的这个程度是非常高的。
The word used here is really very powerful, more numerous.
就好像呢。这个大卫王在诗篇二十三篇那里说神在我的仇敌面前这个摆设宴席。
Like David says in Psalm 23, yeah. Sorry.
Yeah, that's fine. God set the banquet table before
our enemy.
Before the enemies.
Yeah.
虽然法老王他的这样的逼迫在那里，而且是不断的更加的变得更加的恶毒。
Although Pharaoh's oppression get more worse，
但是呢，神让以色列人的这个人数呢继续的增加，甚至变得极其强盛。
God made Israel more powerful and the population even more bigger than before。
然后呢，有的神学家呢说，当时那个时代，接生婆好像他们通常是没有机会结婚的。
Some experts says during that time midwives had no opportunity to get married.
但是呢，神因为他们敬畏神的这样的信心呢，给他们特别的这样的祝福，让他们成立家室。
God gave them blessings. Because of their what they are doing, what they are doing, and give them families.
在这个《使徒行传》五章二十九节这里，彼得还有众使徒，他们在这个政治权威的面前，他们在被审问的时候，他们是这样说的。
Let's read Acts, chapter 5, verse 29. Peter and the other apostles replied, We must obey God rather than human being.
这个彼得他们说呢，顺从神不顺从人是应当的。然后呢，我们来看一看我们今天学习到的三个要点。
Let's take a look at our three-point summary here.
我们第一个学习到的呢是神的应许必定成就，环境是不能够改变的。
The first one, God's promise will be fulfilled. Circumstances cannot change it.
还有就是人的恶谋至终失败，神的计划一定会得胜。
Human evil ultimately fails.God's plan prevails.
最后呢，就是敬畏神的人蒙福，顺服神呢，永远不会后悔。
Those who fear God are blessed. Obeying God brings no regret.
我们今天学习到的这个信心的榜样呢，其实是平时会被我们忽略的两个受生婆。
Take a look at the examples here is the two midwives we may omit it or neglect in our daily life.
他们的信心是这样的强。
Their belief is so strong.
他们呢面对这样大的政治压力，但是却做正确的事情。
They obey the God by doing the right thing even under the political authority and oppression.
他们也从神那里呢得着智慧，怎么样呢能够去更加成熟的更加有策略的来应对法老王这样的不公的命令。
They also get wisdom to deal with this kind of oppression, and also the authority from Pharaoh.
还有呢，就是他们坚守的原则是，当人的命令和神的命令相冲突的时候，他优先要选择。神的命令，神的原则。
What the rules they followed is that they need to obey God's rules when there's a conflict between God's rule and a political authority.
那么我想给大家一个家庭作业，一个 homework.
I want to give everybody a homework here.
你可以列出你目前面对的困境。
Please list all the difficulties you're facing now.
可能是健康方面的，可能是这个经济方面的，也可能是家庭关系方面的。
Perhaps is a difficulty in health, financial or family relations.
然后呢，请你在每一项的旁边你写下神在这里掌权。
Please write down for each item you listed, God reigns here.
而且我想让你呢每天为这样一个清单来祷告。然后呢，让神在这些领域里面做工，让他的掌权能够展现出来，他的作为能够展现出来。
Please pray to God for each item you listed, and see how the God will be at work.
最后呢，我们一起来背诵一节经文。
Last, let's memorize some verses.
我们一起来读出埃及记一章十七节，我们读三遍，三遍之后有考试。
Let's read three times Exodus chapter 1 verse 16. Then after this one, we'll have a test for everyone.
但是受生婆敬畏神，不照埃及王的吩咐行，竟存留男孩的性命。但是受生婆敬畏神，不照埃及王的吩咐行，竟存留男孩的性命。但是受生婆敬畏神，不照埃及王的吩咐行，竟存留男孩的性命。
The midwives, however, feared God and did not do what the king of Egypt had told them to do. They let the boys live. The midwives, however, feared God and did not do what the king of Egypt had told them to do. They let the boys live.
好的，大家准备好了吗？请向旁边的人。背诵出来。
Please memorize, recite it to the people next to you. 、the midwives, however, they got and did not do what the king of Egypt had told them to do. They let the boys live.
好的，感谢主，大家背得非常快。
Yeah. Thanks God. You memorized all the things quickly.
我们一起低头做一个结束的祷告。
Let's pray.
亲爱的阿爸父，主耶稣基督，圣灵保惠师。
Dear God.
我们感谢你，你赐给我们这样宝贵的经文。
We thank you for the precious script here.
你告诉我们，我们应该在困难中都定睛在你的身上。
You told us we need to follow you, even under difficulties.
也许在我们的生命中时常的会有一些困境。
Perhaps there are so many difficulties in our daily life.
但是不管环境怎么样，你的应许是不改变的。
But no matter what happened, your promise will never change.
不管别的人有什么样的这样的恶意，但是你的掌权是不改变的。
No matter how hostiles, the other people treat us, you never change. You always reign.
主要感谢你，让我们每一天都活在你的恩典，还有你的掌权之中。
Thank you for us to live and in your blessings every day.
主要感谢你，孩子们祷告是奉主耶稣的名。
Thank you in God's name.
Amen.
Amen.